Welcome, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff on the docket today that we've got to talk to you about. And as always, we're going to start out with the stats and what's going on in the Central Florida market. There are actually, last week in the area of homes, there were 525 of them that sold. So that's pretty awesome. They're starting to go up again. You know, remember in January, that was our lowest month. So we're starting to get a little bit into February. This was up through February 5th. And the median price of homes is actually $395,000. So it continues to increase a little bit. You know, week to week, it changes and varies a little bit. But $395,000 is where we're at right now. And on the market, there are 1,769. So remember, I told you 5.25 sold, and 1,769 are all that's on the market. So obviously, less than a month's worth of inventory is out there, like we've been talking about. And so when you're looking at it and you go, oh my gosh, you know, it makes everything so they're not affordable and I can't do anything, that's not necessarily the truth. Because under 250,000, there were 75 houses that sold. Between 250 and 300, there were 58. Between 300 and 400, there were 141. So that's obviously where most of the homes are selling. And then between 4 and 500, there were 105. Between 500 and a million, 128. And over a million, there were 20. So still in that over a million category for the most part in most places. There is some room and that kind of stuff in there for some negotiation. So looking at the numbers in regards to, you know, can you offer under asking price and that kind of thing in there? Under 250, there is a surprising little bit amount of room, about 3% actually, because 7540 under asking is what they went on average. And then from 250 to 300, they were at 1620 under asking. Over asking in that 300 to 400, where there were the most homes sold, and they were $2,000 over asking. So still not a huge amount, but that's an average number and everything. And then between 400 and 500, they were $180 under asking, and that's it. So again, very close to asking. Between 500 and a million, 3,300 under asking. So when you're looking at that, obviously, you know that that's even less than 0.5%. Right there. And then over a million, there was the average under asking was 61,000. So a lot more inventory in that case. And so that's what really is, you know, allowing that to have more activity and that kind of thing in there. I'm just trying to see. Oh, yeah. So here we are in looking at under 250,000. There were 229 active listings on there, 73 sold. So obviously, you know, there's a little bit more room there. In the 250 to 300 range, there were 58 that sold and 164 on the market. So about 3 weeks supply. Between 300 and 400, there's 141 on the that sold and 375, you know, on the market. So just a little over 2 weeks. And then between 4 and 500, there were 105 on the market and 317 inventory. Between 500 and a million, 128 sold and 479. So you're getting a little bit more room there. And then over a million, there were 20 that sold and 205 on the market. So like I've been saying, you know, that's where there's obviously more room for negotiation, you know, and that kind of thing when it comes down to it. So very interesting when you're looking at that. And now we're obviously going to be looking at the condos and townhomes and all of that kind of stuff too. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And looking at the condos, townhomes, and villas, there were 232 that sold last week. And the median price is $235,000. So that was a little bit higher last week. So that's come down a little bit. And the number in inventory on those properties are 580. So 232 sold and 580. So they're even tighter now than the single family homes. And I think that that's as a result of the bottom line that, you know, because you can get something more affordable in the condos and townhouses, that there just really isn't anything on the market. When, again, when we're looking at the price points, there were 232 that sold, and 128 of them are under 250,000. And the inventory on that is 283. So just a little over 2.5 weeks, it looks like, is about what that is. Between 250 and 300, there were 32 that sold, and that and on inventory are 68. So just 2 weeks inventory in that place. Between 300 and 400, there were 52 that sold and 125 on the market. Again, 2.5 weeks. Between 400 and 500, there were 14 that sold and there are 58 on the market. So a little bit more room there. And then between 500 and 1 million, there were 6 that sold and 39 on the market. So you've got a few more weeks there. And then over 1 million, none of them sold and there were 7 on the market. So again, that comes down to, you know, giving you the opportunity in those higher ends where you have more room, you know, to negotiate and that kind of thing. So looking at the amounts of what happened actually in those price points, under 250,000, they went for 2,400 on average under asking. Between 250 and 300, they went for 1,200 above asking. Between 300 and 400, they went 1,600 under asking. Between 400 and 500, they went 2,600 over asking. And actually, between 500 and 1 million, this week, they went 12,934 above asking. So that happens every once in a while, but that's what happened this week. And then obviously over 1 million, there wasn't anything that sold. So in looking at the stats and bringing them up and everything, you know, part of the thing that the reason I do this is because I want you to understand that basically real estate is very local and it's what you're specifically looking for. It's what your neighborhood that you're looking for and those the kind of things as well. So basically the bottom line is that there is a lot of opportunity and everything that's out there in different things, but real estate is very, very local. So when you're listening to the news and they're saying something that's happening nationwide, you know, that's not even, you know, close to necessarily what's happening here. And then when you're looking here at these, this is the four counties that we're talking about, which isn't even all of Central Florida. But what it is, it's Orange, Osceola, Lake, and Seminole counties. And so, you know, it's a big chunk of the Central Florida, but there's still other counties out there that aren't included. So basically, you know, there's a lot of activity and everything going on, and that's local, but it does come down to your specific neighborhood or your specific development and what's going on there. And that's what's really important. But overall, you have to know that the inventory is very tight and everything here. I did meet with a builder with a client earlier this week, and they only allow appointments to go in there. It took us 3 weeks to get an appointment. And when I had set up the appointment, they said, oh yeah, you're going to be able to have something in 6 to 8 months. We do have lots available and all that kind of thing. And so here we are 3 weeks later and they went through their appointments and basically they don't have any lots available until April. And then it's going to be 6 to 8 months and they can't guarantee what the price is going to be in April, but they showed us, you know, how much they've increased, you know, month by month or sometimes every couple weeks or whatever in what's going on. So there's a lot, you know, when it comes to real estate, and we're just here to help you is all I want you to know. So basically, in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, looking at kind of what's going on out there and everything, everybody's looking at what's, people moving to Florida and why do we have such low inventory and are people even selling their houses? And when you look at, month over month, the amount of sales is actually increasing. And so the houses going on the market are not different than what they were probably a year ago, but there are a lot more buyers this year than there were last year. And is that going to continue? I honestly don't know. I don't have the crystal ball. I can just look at what kind of is going on now. There doesn't seem to be any stoppage in regards to the number of people that are out there looking and everything. As interest rates perhaps increase, then that could be a problem. And there's something coming up March 1st that is being put into effect by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in regards to second home purchases that is actually affecting that market. And I had one buyer that this week that if they didn't have a property by Friday, that their interest rate was going from 4.25 to 6. And you're thinking, wow, how is that possible? Because all of these interest rates are just incremental gains and everything. But actually, what happened or what is happening, because I reached out to some other lenders to find out what's going on. And basically, if you were buying a second home, your interest rate was a little bit higher than if it was your own, residence and everything, but it wasn't as high as the investor rate. And what they're doing as of March 1st, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are actually making the interest rate that it's going to be for a second home is going to be the same as what it is for an investor. And so that's why it was such a big increase. And so this particular mortgage company that they're working with, they're implementing it, obviously February, they were implementing it like February 13, 12th or whatever is when they were implementing it, even though Fannie and Freddie are March 1st. So if you are looking at a second home, it sounds like the pressure is on to get your rate locked and everything within the next 2 weeks with a lender that's going to wait until that deadline of March 1st in order to raise that interest rate. And the lender that I was talking to, he's getting back to me, but basically he was telling me that he didn't think that the difference was going to necessarily be that much between, 4.25 and 6, 1.75%. And so, with that particular lender, that buyer was, out of the market. They're like, we're not going to spend that on interest on a second home. And the reason that they're doing it, which does make sense, is that because they realize that a lot of people that buy second homes are actually then Airbnb-ing them when they're not there, and or VRBO or whatever, which is vacation rental by owner, Airbnb, everybody knows, that website and everything like that. And so basically, when it comes down to it, if it truly is a second home and that's all you're using it for, then you don't have any income from it. But Fannie and Freddie have realized that they think most of these people that are getting second homes are doing some kind of Airbnb with them. And so they're making a profit off of them. And so they would like to make a profit too. So it kind of makes sense that that's obviously what's going on and what's happening. But it is something that may disrupt that second home market, at least for a little while. And what I mean, at least for a little while, it's until people get used to it. And, we all do. It's like you have that sticker shock or whatever event, right at the beginning when things start going that way. And then you're just like, okay, well, that's what it is. It's kind of like gas prices. It's like when they went up like 50 cents or something, you're like, oh my gosh, it's up 50 cents. But there really wasn't anything to do that you could do about it. So you just pay the 50 cents and move on and readjust other things. And now it's a dollar higher, and you're like, okay, well, you really don't like it, but you have to adjust to it. You might stop making some kind of a trip that you were going to make or something like that. But for the most part, if you're going to go anywhere or drive, you have to accept that that's what it is. And that's kind of what's going to happen in the secondary market. So I would imagine that for a short period of time, anybody that's getting a loan may hold back a little bit because of that big of a shock of an interest rate change. It's like the interest rates are increasing a little bit, But like I said before, they're increasing slowly. They're not making this big jump. But in that secondary home market, they're making that huge jump. And so so that's just something to be aware of. If you are thinking that that's something that you want to do, you only have a couple of weeks, and we have to find the right lender that can, that's actually not going to implement it until closer to March 1st. But that is right around the corner. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, the COVID migration, there is an article out here of who's moving to Florida and why. And Florida has always been a go-to state, but new driver's license registrations finds a notable increase during the pandemic, a major reason for rising rental prices, a major reason for rising home prices, and all of that kind of stuff. So basically what it's saying that that more than 540,000 people exchanged out-of-state driver's licenses last year for new Florida ones. And that's a 40% increase from 2020 and nearly 20% greater from the average between 2017 and 2021. So basically, where are people coming from? 11% of those are coming from New York, 6% from New Jersey, 14% foreign countries. And then obviously they're just kind of all over and everything like that. So basically, it says that unquestionably COVID was the trigger that did that, and that turned the switch on full blast. So basically, it's an old story that people want to come to Florida. I mean, I came from Chicago, you know, 20 some years ago, and that kind of stuff. So basically, you know, people are, you know, want to come where they want to be and everything. And so it's not really a big surprise to any of us that they're here, but that's basically what's going on. So it's kind of interesting that when you're looking at that the foreign countries that came, I guess they were the highest at 46,370, then New York, 42,000, and New Jersey, 32. So basically when you're looking at it, you know, that's some of the reason why we have rising prices and everything, but not all of it. I mean, like we've talked about before, there's different people that are coming from, you know, the millennials that they definitely, you know, moved in with their parents or moved back home or whatever. And now they're thinking that it's the time they kind of held off for a while. And so they're ready to go and everything now. And I think that the rush is on because people feel like interest rates are going to go up. And so they want to get in before that happens and everything too, because obviously that's going to affect their payments and everything as well. So, you know, when you're looking at that new home and if you have to lock it in, even if you lock in the price right now, then the next thing that you're going to have to deal with is obviously if the interest rate goes up, that that's going to affect your payment and everything as well. And every $1,000 right now that your price goes up, it adds about $6 or $7 a month to your monthly payment is basically what happens to it. And as the interest rate goes up, then that amount obviously goes up a little bit and everything as well. So that's right now why they're saying $6,000 or $7,000 and everything. And it used to be, you know, $5,000 at the very low. But basically when it comes down to it, you know, it comes to a monthly payment. There's a lot of non-existent rentals out there. A lot of people are looking for that kind of stuff. So basically that's a lot of reason why there's a lot of opportunity out there in selling your home. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So, you know, it's like I feel like somewhat we were talking doom and gloom earlier today, and it really isn't doom and gloom. I mean, sellers are able to sell their houses at prices that sometimes they would have never imagined. I mean, the prices have gone up so significantly. I don't even know for sure what the percentage is because it kind of, you know, varies all over the place. But it feels like that they've gone up, you know, 5 to 10% just in 2022, you know, so far. And I mean, we're barely there. But basically, in looking at it, you know, it looks like there's huge increases going on because there is so much pent up demand out there and so much demand. And as interest rates rise, you know, that could lower yourself down a little bit. But I think that when you look at it and you go, is it worth it to own a home and all of those kinds of things? And I think that it definitely is. I think there are definite opportunities and good reasons for you to own a home. And I think that also the other thing that is out there is that there are so many opportunities now that you can lock in the price of your home and everything if you want to with some of those rent to own programs with, so those are one thing that I was thinking of right now. I was thinking that if you are getting financing and you're feeling like there's nothing I can do because my financing just keeps getting rejected. You know, the other thing that you can do is that you can absolutely, you know, use one of those cash to close companies that are out there, and they will actually, you know, back up you that you're going to be able to close on time, and they'll buy it for cash if your loan isn't ready on time. So it takes away a lot of the uncertainty for sellers, and you can actually make a cash offer. You know, years ago, they had pre-qualified, that people were pre-qualified when you went out to look at a house. And that really just meant that you had talked to a lender, probably didn't even give them anything. They just went on your word and said, hey, you know, you're pre-qualified. And then when they dug a little deeper, sometimes they found some people weren't as qualified as they thought they were because they had forgotten to tell them, oh, I co-signed on a loan for my child, or I had done this or that or whatever. And so they weren't as able to buy a home as they might have thought. So then everything became pre-approved. And so then that meant that everything had gone through underwriting and they had looked deeply into the people, and the people were approved. They just had to find the house. But in this market, you know, you're going to find situations where the houses are definitely not going to appraise. And the reason for that is because, like I've talked many times before, is that the appraisal is just the bank's safety net and that kind of thing. And they're going completely on historical data. So as the market increases, then there's always going to be that gap between what people are willing to pay and the appraisal. And so, you know, what I've coached my buyers on is that we've found ways that you can meet that appraisal gap and that you can do different things in order to have that happen so that you still get the house. You know, it's like what I'm in the middle of a case right now where I know that we're going to work it out and everything. And, you know, basically we put the house on the market at basically what we thought it was going to appraise for. Now, the offers were, and that was 3.25. So what the offers actually came up to 3.45, and there were several at 3.45. But this one particular one, and they were all of them at 3.45 were financing, and they actually said that they were going to bring the money to the table to fill that appraisal gap. And so we're like, okay, great. So then that will set the standards for the future for that neighborhood, you know, in regards to what that, you know, what can be appraised and everything and all of that kind of stuff. So they did the appraisal and everything came out a little bit low than what they thought it would come out. And it basically came out at what the list price was. And so the buyer said, you know, the buyer's agent said, not the buyer, because the agent's just trying to speak for the buyer, saying, hey, it's a little bit bigger gap than what we thought. You know, is the seller willing to come down? And, you know, at this point, no, they're not, because basically the bottom line is that, like I said, there were 14 offers. There are other people that are clamoring to get that house at that price and will pay the appraisal gap. So the seller is not going to give that up, you know, for this particular buyer. So The buyer's going to come around and do it and honor their word and do what they said they were going to do. And so basically, you know, that's what's going to happen. I mean, we're not just going to cave because the appraisal came in low, which is in the past, a lot of times what sellers have done. And so in this market, though, it doesn't make sense to do that. You have to do what's best as a seller. And so it only makes sense. So as a buyer, you have to be prepared for that. Know what it is, know what your options are, know what, you know, what you might want to do in order to make sure that you're going to be able to meet that appraisal gap, you know, looking at the worst case situation when you're going into it. And with that, you know, that's what it is. And that's why many people say, I'll pay $5,000 above the appraisal, $10,000 above the appraisal, you know, whatever, because they know what their limits are. And these people said, we're going to pay it regardless. And so we know that in their bank account that they have enough money that they can do that. And so that's what they agreed to and what it is. So they have the choice that they could get another appraisal because it's a conventional loan and they may do that. You know, because if somebody does another appraisal and it comes in higher, then that's just going to be to their benefit. But basically, to ask the seller to do that at this point in time in this market just doesn't make sense. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So like I was saying, you know, it's like you can look at that and you can say, well, that's, you know, you're really taking a hard stance with that buyer. No, that's what they agreed to. They were in a bidding war with 14 other people, and this is what they said that they would do. So if they are not willing to do that, there are five other people behind them that would be willing to pay that price that will make that appraisal gap happen. And so with that, it doesn't make sense for the seller to do any concessions at this point in time. That's why in the past, you know, in a different market, you could go all day long and the seller would pay 3% of the buyer's closing costs. That is not happening at all right now. And you could go in there and you could ask the seller for a home warranty. And that's pretty much not happening right now either, because the houses are in such demand that the sellers are able to, you know, get more than what it's going to appraise for now. So, you know, as a buyer, you have to be prepared for that. And with some of these cash companies to close, which is where I kind of got started all this, is as a buyer, that they actually, in their contract to you, they say that they will cover $5,000 of appraisal gap just right off the bat. And so when you're paying 1% to them and they're willing to cover 5%, I mean, that's pretty awesome, I think. Or 5,000 is what they're, not 5%, 5,000. So basically, you know, there's a lot of options out there. And that's what I'm saying, that it's not that you can't get a house. It's that you have to know how to get a house today. And, you know, as a seller, you know, have to know how to get the most money for your house today. And so basically, when you're looking at it, it comes down to really making the best decision for you, finding the best property for you, and then making it happen. And you can say, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get a house. But basically, you know, we showed you this morning, first thing, 524 people bought a house last week in those four counties. And so you can too. So I just want to let you know that. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, I was starting to go into, but I didn't finish last segment, going into seven reasons to own a home. And I was talking about as a buyer and a seller that, you know, as a seller, you have to really stand your ground because you do have a valuable asset if you're going to sell it. And, you know, maybe you're moving up, moving down and all of that kind of stuff. And the biggest thing that I hear from sellers is that I don't know where I'm going to go. And so in this market, you know, you have options that you can stay in the home longer, that we could have an extended closing or something, or have it even be a condition of the sale that you have to find a new place, you know. So there's a lot of options out there for sellers that we're not going to, you know, make sure that you're homeless. And with some of these programs that there are out there as well, you can find your new home, actually get in it, and then sell your old home. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. There's different things for different people, depending on what you need, what you're looking for. And that's really, you know, what we're up for and all that kind of good stuff. So one reason to own a new home is own a home, not necessarily a new one, but could be, is tax benefits. Basically, appreciation. Appreciation has shown in the last few years, obviously. The equity that you have that you're paying off is basically going to be, you know, going in your pocket and everything. At some point in time, it's can have predictability, freedom, stability, all of those kinds of things actually exist in it. And basically, the free report that I wanted to talk about today is how to stop paying rent and own your own home. And basically, you know, even if you can't do it today, there are programs for that as well, that you can pick out the home that you want to buy today. You can have up to 5 years to choose that you're going to buy it, and you know what the price is going to be anytime in the next 5 years. So say that you had gone into this program like 2 years ago, you would have your price right now that it had gone up. I think it's 3% a year over the last 2 years, which is 6%. So you would go in there with a boatload of equity if you had done this 2 years ago. So if you're going to rent, to me, it makes sense that you would do one of these rent-to-own companies. One of them, you have a one-year lease. You don't pay anything extra. Nothing goes towards your purchase price or anything like that. They've just lined out that you're able to rent the home for 5 years, and you know what the rental rate is going to be every year for those 5 years. You also know what your purchase price is going to be every year in those 5 years. So if you're renting already, it's market rent, then why not choose the home, know what the price is going to be for the next 5 years, that you're able to stay there for the next 5 years if you want to, but it's a one-year lease, and if you decide to move in a year, you can. And at any point in time in those 5 years, you can purchase the home. So it's, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer if you're going to be out there renting, because the rental market is really hard to find a house today, and people want to, you know, be in a house a lot of times more than an apartment complex. So if that's what you want, then why don't you use one of these rent-to-own companies? And that's one of the stories of that one. The other one, basically, you have to put 2% down because they want you to have that down payment already paid. They charge you a little bit more in rent, but that little bit more in rent, and it's usually $200 or $300, goes into a savings so that you're able to actually purchase the home. They want you to purchase that home in the next 3 years. And so they have one price if you buy it in the first 18 months and another price if you buy it in the second 18 months. And then you know what your rental rate is. Now, with that company, you're putting 2% down. Remember, I told you, you're at risk of losing that 2% if you don't buy that particular home. But if you, the money that you're paying extra on the rent, that they'll give back to you. But that 2% is what they're keeping if you do it that way. So basically, you know, there's two different scenarios in the rent to own world that really you have to know what's right for you and what's going to make most sense for you. But basically, it's on your way to stop paying rent and own your own home is doing those rent to own companies. But if you just want to do it on your own, then we have our free report that I was telling you about. So that's 833-535-8081, extension 1001, if you would like to get that free report. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, that's kind of that free report that I wanted to talk about today, how to stop paying rent. And again, they've got six steps in here in regards to what you want to do. And it goes into, you know, how buying a home might cost you less down than what you think. And basically, in all of these things, it really comes down to, you know, looking at the whole situation and knowing, you know, who to talk to and who to find out your questions and all that. And we're totally here for that. So if you're not ready now, it's okay. We're more than happy to talk to you about what your needs are, what you're looking for, and then we're happy to go ahead and set up a plan for you or get you in touch with the people that are going to help you do what you want to do in a real estate world. And I was reminded this week, my sister is selling a property and in Iowa, and she was so she called me and she was you know, they've given her an offer and it was quite a bit less than what you know, she was asking and everything like that. And so, you know, she's like, I don't have a clue, you know, what to do. Is this the right thing to do or not? And I said, well, you know, there's some things that I need to look at and in the regards to the comps and all that kind of stuff to actually, you know, make that decision and help her with that decision. And I'm not licensed in that state, so I'm not trying to pretend to be a realtor there or anything. But basically, it comes down to that, you know, it's so such an unknown is my point. And so you need to have people that you can talk to that do know, that deal with this all the time, because the average person only deals with this every 6 or 7 years at the least. You know, that's the average, I think. So some people do it more often, and some people do it every 20 or 30 years or something, or maybe even longer than that. So basically, when it comes down to it, you really need to know who you can talk to. And I just want you to know that we're here to talk to you if you ever choose to or you want to do that. And we'd be honored to just give you some advice in regards to what you're doing and what you might want to do in the future, and that kind of thing. And it doesn't cost you anything, so that's another good thing. But basically, our house of the week that I wanted to talk to you about this week is coming on the market actually tomorrow. And what that house is it's actually a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo in Celebration. It also has a 2-car garage. And it's the second cheapest property on the market in Celebration, at $300,000. And so it's a great opportunity. It's in the Siena community, if you're familiar with that. But if you do want to be in Celebration that has great schools and close to Disney and all those kinds of things, then that's definitely an opportunity that you can have. And so that property is, you know, like I said, going to be coming on the market on Monday, tomorrow. And so if you want to, you know, see it or look at it or whatever, then that's great. And we talked, this one is a little bit above the average. We talked at the beginning of the show that the average for condos right now is 238, I believe, and this one's at 300. So that's kind of what the scoop is there. But there are a lot of great opportunities out there in real estate. We're here to help you find them or help you through whatever you're going through, because that's what we enjoy, and we're happy to help in whatever way that we can. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and have a great day and happy Super Bowl Sunday. Okay, we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.